and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on today?
My husband, Brian, and I are having a little bit of an issue this year with Mother's Day. Both of our mothers come for breakfast on Mother's Day. And every single year, it's just this weird awkwardness. They don't get along. And then it comes to a point where by the end of the day, my husband and I are ready to rip each other's hair out because we're defending our own mothers. It's a very frustrating situation. And so I just decided this year, I think I'm just going to cancel.
Wait, you're going to cancel Mother's Day?
I'm going to cancel the breakfast. The get-together. It's just not even worth it. It's all it does is cause a fight, and I'd rather just spend it with my kids and my husband and enjoy ourselves.
I mean, I can understand that. You're a mom, too. Now you've got to cook and entertain, and it's just weird.
Right, especially when they're, like, ungrateful and awkward and fighting. Yeah, I see where you're getting at, Jessica. Hold on. Let's call your husband, Brian, okay?
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
How are you doing?
Excellent. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning, Brian, for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us that it's chaos when you're counting down now to this weekend's Mother's Day. She wants to cancel. Oh, this whole thing is strange. She wants a day off, too. What's going on here, man?
I mean, I understand her point. Like, it is never that fun when they're over. But, you know, I see my mom, like, four times a year. You know, and this is one of those four times. So this is, I'm trying to explain to her. This is just kind of one of those times when you just have to suck it up.
I mean, can't you just go see your mother another day? I mean, your wife is a mother, too.
It just gets harder, you know, as everyone gets busier and we all get older and the kids and schedules are crazy. This is not easy to organize things like this. And they come and watch the kids play in the yard and we eat lasagna and, you know, and they go home. It's not that complicated. It's just like a few hours. The thing is that each of our moms live an hour and a half, like, in the opposite direction. So this is one time when we can coordinate, when they can drive over and then we spend the day together. So it's not easily canceled and then just replaced with another day.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
I figured that we would maybe have this discussion with some help and see if we could get some advice on this. I just don't agree. I want to do this myself and I want to be able to have Mother's Day with you and the children and not be stressed. I kind of don't care about the mother's feelings and things. I care about mine and yours. And so I'm wondering if we can have some help on this situation.
Well, yeah, and that's where we come in because we can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Jessica, that, hey, it's your Mother's Day, too. And if your in-laws come over and your mom comes over and they're not getting along and it's just stressful for you, cancel it. Who cares that it's this weekend? Like, it is what it is. But they may see your side, Brian. You only get together a few times a year. You live far away from each other. This is one of those times. It's a few hours. Save face, suck it up, and then plan something special for you another time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Excellent. Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
You know, Mother's Day, even though it's supposed to be this beautiful celebration day, comes with a lot of stress, especially when you're dealing with, you got to go see your mother-in-law, you got to go see your mom, and then maybe there's a grandmother still around and all that. And it's a lot of different aspects. And that's why Jessica says that she wants to cancel Mother's Day this year because her mom and her mother-in-law come over. They don't get along. It's very stressful. And she says she's had it. She's had it with this whole thing.
Well, she's a mother, too. And she should get some time to relax, too. Sounds to me, honestly, like her husband needs to step up a little bit here. Brian needs to make it easier on her and therefore on everybody. You know, if you take care of some of the things before all your guests get there, then maybe the tension will be lower because there's less for her to worry about.
Right, but the concern is also is that this is one of the few times a year that they actually get together. So if she cancels it, it's kind of canceling like a big thing for their family.
Mm.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. Anne, what do you think?
I'm on the wife's side. I think what really got me is he only sees his mother four times a year. She doesn't live in Alaska. He should go see his mother more often. And if it's stressing out his wife that much, spend Mother's Day with his wife. She is a mother. And go visit his mother more often. Four times a year. He said the mother was in driving distance. Go drive and see your mother.
Right. I mean, there's that.
Get out there and do it. Be a man, not a man child.
Really, go see your mother. there.
I can tell already from her voice that her son hasn't been over there in like 3-4 months.
She's like, get over
here. She's like, get over here right now. You're a terrible son. Terrible.
What do you think about this? Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Ooh. Mother's Day is so fun for the most part. Except when you have all the issues of having to deal with the in-laws and your mom and they don't get along and now you become a host at your house and it's stressful when you're a mom too.
Yeah, let's be realistic here with this one. When it comes to the holidays, it is very stressful, not only to be that hostess, like you said, clean up your area, get everything good to go, be the one that's responsible for cooking. Everybody that's going to come over is going to have some sort of judgment. If they don't get along too, it just makes it awkward for everybody. Why put yourself through it?
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Jessica and Brian. Jessica says she wants to cancel this big thing they do at their house every year for Mother's Day because she's sick of dealing with the in-laws and her mom arguing. She says she wants to be just with her family. Her husband says, don't do this. This is like the thing that we host every year, and it's our only time that we get together with our family. We only see my mom 4 times a year. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you think about this?
I'm on his side. I have a similar situation, and I know how it feels coming on from her. But it's once a year, and that day you just kind of have to suck it up and be there for the mom and the mother-in-law and just try to deal with it. That's the one.
Right. Just got to suck it up. It's that one day you got to get through, you know?
Yep, because you know what? As we kids, we're there for our parents.
Cynthia, what do you think about this?
I totally agree with her. I am a mom, and I would have a huge issue if every year I get up and cook dinner for my parents and his parents, and it's just an argument every year.
Right. I mean, it's got to be stressful. It's like one of those things where, like, you're supposed to be enjoying it, and it's a holiday, but when you're dealing with different families and coming, and now you become the host, it's not fun for you anymore.
Right. Just feels
it's
like
not.
You're faking it.
It's
you're jumping through hoops.
Me. It's not fun for my spouse. It's not fun for my kids.
Right. Yeah, you bring up a good point. Margaret, who are you siding with this morning?
Half on the husband's side. I think the wife needs to suck it up if they only see each other 4 times a year, and she could have any other day that she wants, obviously, if, you know, they only see the parents 4 times. However, I go hiking with my dog once a month, an hour away, so he could suck it up and go see his mom a little more often as well.
She's like, if I could go see my dog to, like, this random mountain, you could figure out a way to see your mother. Thanks for the call. I think it's crazy, Raven, how many people. It's like going back and forth. Romina, who are you siding with this morning?
I'm siding with the wife. So I think that both of the parents are misbehaving. Every year, there seems to be a pattern that isn't breaking. And because of that, they both need to jump in and help them. And I think the only way to help them is to, A, communicate with them their concerns, their issues, and B, cancel potentially and let them know that there are repercussions for how they behave in front of the children, in front of the family, and that it's put a lot of stress on them. And I don't think it's that hard to go see your mom on a different day. You know, it's easier. I get it that it's easy for him to schedule time and everything, but the reality is if they're not getting along, you know, you can't do that to everyone else.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jessica, our audience agreed with you today. It's your Mother's Day just as much as your mother-in-law and your mom. And if they can't play nice like grown women, then you have every right to say, you know what? We're not coming over to my house this year. We're doing something else.
Well, thank you. At least somebody else agrees with me.
So then you're going to tell my mom, though, right? I don't know. Maybe we'll both have to break it to her.
All right, well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. Happy Mother's Day, Jessica. Have a great day this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, if anybody else has an issue, no problem. Send us an email, too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.